Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Lord God Almighty, wonderful Counselor, Light of the world, the Prince of Peace, hope of glory. Now, it's certainly a beautiful song as we sing of many of the great and wonderful names of Jesus. God has exalted Jesus Christ above all. His name is above all. Second chapter of Philippians, Philippians chapter 2. Verse 9, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God has exalted Jesus' name. His name is above all names, as we sang. These names were not names that were of man's devising. God gave Jesus these names. Emmanuel was prophesied that he would be God with us. And many of the names that we sang, especially in the second verse, are found in Isaiah, Prince of Peace, and others, that we can see that God had every intention and plan to give Jesus these great names. And we certainly recognize how wonderful and great they are. These names that we've looked at are majestic. They're lofty. They are certainly names that we think of when we think of praising Jesus. But yet, there was another phrase that we sang, Man of Sorrows. That's not majestic. That's not lofty. But yet, that was a name given to Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 53, Isaiah 53, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was buried for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Man of sorrows. Jesus was a man of sorrows. And yet, the second song we sang, Man of Sorrows, we could say rightly, Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah that he is the man of sorrows. Hallelujah that he bore our sins. Hallelujah that he was despised and rejected by men. Why? Because God had a plan for him. God had a plan for us. He had to be oppressed. He had to be afflicted for us. Continuing in Isaiah 53, verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened as not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you take his soul an offering for sin, when you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days. The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. God had a plan for Jesus. Jesus was going to be bruised. He was going to be oppressed. He was going to die for man because we were sinners, because we had to be reconciled back to God if we were to have a home in eternity with God. And it was through Christ's suffering that he became the perfect sacrifice for us, the perfect Lamb of God for us. And because of all of this, his name is above all names. If we look again at Philippians chapter 2, but move up a few verses. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every first day of the week, we have the opportunity and privilege to be able to remember that great sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. He suffered for us. He was rejected by men. He was afflicted. And he certainly went through an excruciating and painful death, being scourged and then crucified. One of the worst ways a man has ever devised to kill another man. And yet he did all of that willingly to shed his blood for our sins. And now we have, on this first day of the week, the opportunity to remember his sacrifice, to partake of the unleavened bread, which is representing his body, to drink of the fruit of the vine, which is that blood that he shed for our sins, so that we can be reminded of all that he was a man of sorrows, but yet he has now been exalted because of what he had done, he did, and God has exalted him. Let us think of these things as we partake of the Lord's Supper.